Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
It may seem incredible to say this, but we're going to have to rethink everything about a 5-1 NFL football team that won the Super Bowl last year. That's right. We have to rethink the Kansas City Chiefs. And I mean this in a good way. This is a positive thing. There are many ways to win Super Bowls and win championships. The most tried and true through the years, over the decades, since the beginning of the Super Bowl era, is to have a great defense. We've seen it over and over and over. Most of Tom Brady's Super Bowl wins were with great defensive football teams. He won low-scoring games. It was a simple game plan. The Patriots would play, they wouldn't turn it over, they'd eventually make a big defensive play, or at the end, Tom Brady would drive his team down and win a game. He didn't have to put 40 on the board. Patrick Mahomes has proven everything he has to prove about big yardage, high-scoring offense, giant plays, chunk plays, explosive football. And this year, we're having to rethink things a little bit. As we watch the Chiefs go through a bunch of goofy short yardage plays, it's very clear they have zero confidence in being able to run the football to get a first down. They had a 3rd-and-2 inside the 10-yard line, and the Chiefs decided to run a pass play where Mahomes rolls out, and he just fires it out of bounds because nothing's open. Remember, when you're inside the 10 and you've got 3rd-and-2, it's tiny little windows to complete a pass. Not that he's not the best in the world at it, of course. Receivers aren't what they will be in January, granted. But a curious play call, to say the least. It's 3rd-and-2. If you're going to go for a 4th down, if you've decided you're not going to kick a field goal, and normally these things are decided, you run the ball twice. Then you see if you get the 1st down. That's not taking Patrick Mahomes out of the game. That is playing football. That is saying, here we go, Mahomes is our threat. Let's disguise this thing, make it look like a pass. They'll play Mahomes, and we can run the ball. A little inside trap, maybe a toss sweep, and you know, the little jet sweep thing where the little pitch pass. There's a lot of things you can do there running the football to get a 1st down, but the Chiefs don't. They throw it out of bounds. Then they line up for what looks like is going to be a field goal, and they run a trick play with Mahomes is what? It's still a decoy? No, it's 10-on-10 football with a trick play that doesn't work and doesn't even get reviewed because it isn't close. It was closer to 2 yards. It was 3rd-and-1.5, and the Chiefs' goofy little play did absolutely nothing. So they're showing something in their offense that we don't feel good about short yardage. The Chiefs have been good at this in the past. Blake Bell, a couple of years ago, was terrific in short yardage. They've had fullbacks that have been good in short yardage. It isn't that the Chiefs haven't had years where they were pretty good in short yardage. We all think of this as a giant problem the Chiefs have always had. This year is a unique problem. But that short yardage problem is only a problem for the Kansas City Chiefs because they don't have the explosiveness they've had in the past. Tyreek Hill is gone and didn't matter. The Chiefs won a Super Bowl. They found a way. Andy Reid and his staff are excellent coaches. Andy would say after the game last night, quote, we strive for something better than we're doing right now, unquote. And that's right. And the key to the Chiefs' offense is to find ways to convert 1st downs and short yardage. There will not be as many big plays this year. There will be select opponents where they make big plays and breakdowns that the Chiefs exposed. Rashee Rice almost broke one to the end zone last night on a wonderful route and pass that he threw, that Mahomes threw. And I think Rashee Rice is going to make a lot of big plays, and it looks like he's got a burst of speed that the other guys don't. There's a lot to like here. The offense will get better. There will be more chunk plays, but this is not going to look like, and nor does it have to look like, what the Chiefs looked like 5 years ago. Remember when they were thrilling everyone like the Dolphins are right now, the Chiefs weren't good enough to win a Super Bowl. Their defense wasn't good enough. They lost to the Patriots at Arrowhead Stadium because their defense lined up in the neutral zone. They got shut out a half in that game, as I recall, or held to 3 or 7 points in the 1st half before turning it on. But what the Chiefs have never really had is a terrific defense and said, hey, there's a lot of ways to win a game. The Chiefs won 19-8 against a Denver team that's been scoring and been moving the football. There has not been a 19-8 score in the NFL or in pro football since 1927. The New York Yankees beat the Buffalo Bison. Yeah, that's a football game. In 1927, 19-8. This football team is 5-1. Don't look now, but the Kansas City Chiefs have the number 2 ranked defense in the NFL. Granted, they played the Bears and they played the Broncos in two of their six games. We'll cede that point to you. But they get the Broncos again in 2 weeks. There's plenty of teams out there that are not great offensively. You play the schedule that you have, and it isn't like they're not playing some great offenses. They're going to play the Bills. They're going to play the Broncos. They get Cincinnati at the end of the year. There are plenty of – they got the Eagles. There are plenty of good offenses the Chiefs are going to face. And my takeaway from beating the Broncos is the Chiefs might be able to win those games 23-20. Maybe we saw a little bit of this against the Bengals last year in the championship game. Maybe that's when some of these young defensive players started to step up. And nobody more who's not a young player, he's a free agent, but he's right in the prime of his career, plenty of years left. Nobody more than Justin Reed, who didn't understand the Chiefs' defensive system a year ago, but had the best game he's ever played in Kansas City against the Broncos. The secondary was a freak show. McDuffie and Snead locked down everybody. The linebackers are insanely good. One play after another. They knocked down seven passes. The linebackers and the defensive line knocked down seven passes. The Chiefs got two interceptions, including Bolton in his first game back, just dropping back in coverage, making a Bolton play because he's a star. And the Chiefs have stars at linebacker. Willie Gay's a bitch. I mean, the guy's a stud. Drew Tranquil is a tackle machine. He is around the ball always. And he didn't have the big tackle numbers last night that he's had in some of the other games, but he affected plays everywhere he went. The linebackers and secondary in Kansas City are now, I'm going to say it, elite. It is impossible to think the weakness of this defense is a defensive line with Chris Jones on it. And it's not a weakness. I'm just saying if you want to see one part of the defense that's not as good as the rest of the defense, it's the defensive line. They're not getting the edge rushing on the quarterback like a lot of teams do. They're not getting what they've gotten in the past. Karloftis played a beautiful game, but he doesn't get sacks very often. He bats down passes, he forces pressures, but he doesn't really get sacks. Felix and Udiki Ozama has not done much yet this year. They like his burst. He's probably not big enough yet. He needs to add some weight. So the defensive line is not exactly where they want to be. Mike Dana played terrific last night. There are dudes there. There's some studs there. They're good. Don't get me wrong. This defensive line is good. I'm not saying it's some big problem. If you have some massive problem on your defensive line, you're not the number two ranked defense in the NFL six games in. You're not. That's not possible. So it's a good offensive or defensive line. What I'm telling you is the linebackers are even better than that. And my God, the secondary may be better than all of them. This defense is legit. And we rethink this football team and rethink the way things happen where maybe on fourth and one, the Chiefs start to punt. Instead of doing a trick play, take the three. Even though it's a chip shot, you blew the look, that chip shot fake field goal thing was blown on third down. I don't care what anybody says. You got third and 1.5. It was a pass to Kelsey, I think, that set it up. Kelsey was mad at himself because he didn't run the route deep enough. They'd made a mistake. Typically, Kelsey would run that route properly to where he catches it, turns and dives, and he gets to the marker. He caught it, he turned, he dove, and he was 1.5 yards short. And he got up and he was shaking his head like, what was I doing? He knew that he stopped about 4 feet short of where he needed to run that route. So these are little mistakes they will not be making in December. I promise you they won't be. They won't be. The Chiefs are making mistakes. Patrick Mahomes is throwing interceptions. And they're 5-1. This is all good news. There's no bad news out of this game. There is no stress on this team. Do you know how many years the Chiefs have not been 5-1 under Andy Reid and gone on to win the division or have an AFC title game at home? They're in the catbird seat and they haven't even scratched the surface of how good they can be, nor have they scratched the surface of what they can do defensively when the weather gets cold. Wait until it's 27 degrees and blustery and the Chiefs are out there playing defense. This is fun. Here's what's fun about this. If you're going to have a dynasty, and the Chiefs have a chance to have a dynasty, I've always thought three Super Bowls with the same coach and quarterback is a dynasty. A lot of the other players come and go, but they've got a shot at this the next couple of years, clearly. Very few of them have done it exactly the same way all the way through. The Patriots started their dynasty with really low-scoring games and a great defensive mind from Bill Belichick and good quarterback play from Tom Brady. As time went on, the game evolved and changed. the Patriots offense became a high scoring machine. Belichick evolved with that. But lo and behold, you get to playoff time. What did the Patriots do? They took the ball away from the opponents. The games got lower scoring. The weather got worse. And they won lower scoring Super Bowl games. There's an exception in there. One of the games was wild. They came from behind against Atlanta and scored a million points. But you get my point. You don't have to stay the same. You play to the strength of your football team. A lot of people are saying, what's the short yardage situation here with the Chiefs? Why can't they get a tight end that they can hand the ball to and run in short yardage? Why are they doing all these trick plays? Well, they don't like their short yardage offense. They clearly show that on third and two when they're scrambling Mahomes around trying to throw the ball. So there's no confidence in this. Maybe the simple solution is third and two, run it once. If you don't get it, punt it. Or take the three, even when it's not sexy. I can't be the only one that thinks this defense is legit. I'm going to tell you right now. If the strength of the Kansas City Chiefs this year is their defense, if this defense is better than this offense, they ain't nobody beating the Chiefs. They're winning the Super Bowl. It's over. You can close this season. They say it's scripted. You've seen these commercials. The NFL is scripted. Oh, yeah, the season's scripted. Here's the deal. If the writers who wrote the script of the NFL this year gave the Chiefs a defense that's better than an offense with Patrick Mahomes, it's over. The rest of this league can just pack it up and go home. It ain't happening. You're just not going to beat him. I mean, how are you going to beat him in a low-scoring game? So the Chiefs' problem now, we're looking at it is, okay, what happens when Mahomes throws for 306? They run the ball for 100. They ran for 96 yards. That's a nice night. And the Chiefs only score 19 points. Only 19. How many teams on a bad night would love to score 19? With 306 yards passing and 96 yards rushing? That's a bad night for the Chiefs. Here's the problem for the rest of the league. 19 can be a winner frequently. And has. This puts a premium on a couple of things. One, Mahomes has got to stop the turnovers. This is awful to say because he's such a great playmaker. If, and again, we got to watch the season unfold. This is only six games in. If this defense is better than this offense, Mahomes needs a little Alex Smith in him. Make sure you don't turn it over. A punt is okay. If you're going to turn it over, let's make it 40 yards downfield. You want to take a chance, take it downfield. Don't try to thread the needle inside the 10-yard line and get it picked off by a linebacker. Some things will change, and the coaching will matter. This is just totally legit. If you're running trick plays, there's a bad mindset on short yardage, and that to me says Andy Reid has not yet accepted what we've seen, and that is the strength of my team could be the defense. He has not accepted that yet. That's okay, because it may not be true. We're six games in, and they have played the Bears and the Broncos. Sean Payton, meanwhile, is handing the Chiefs a gift at the end of the first half, calling a timeout on himself after a sack and a long yardage situation, just handing the Chiefs a 60-yard field goal. Russell Wilson, in the first half, made a terrible play. He took a sack running out of bounds on fourth down. This is like the 40-yard line. It gave the Chiefs field position. You got to throw it to the 10. If the Chiefs pick it off, they pick it off. At the very least, throw a jump ball. It's fourth down. Russell Wilson is not a rookie. How do you not know it's fourth down? I don't run out of bounds. Throw the ball up like a Hail Mary, into the sky like a punt. You never know. You might get a pass interference. I couldn't believe some of the dumb things the Broncos did. They're paying their coach a lot of money, and his football team is not smart. At least not yet. Now, they're going to be gutting that place. They're going to clean house. He's going to find out who he likes and who he doesn't like. That's pretty clear. And that's okay. That's Denver's business. That isn't the Chiefs' business. The Chiefs will not have an easy time in Denver in 2 weeks. It's obvious division games are hard. The Eagles a couple of weeks ago were just beaten by the Commanders and somehow miraculously won the game in the end. Division games stink. They're hard. The lesser team can win. It's just a different deal, and it doesn't matter if it's a new coach, new system. There's too much familiarity. You know, we talked about the guy that picked the pass off last night. He's got more interceptions of Mahomes than any player in the league. It's just familiarity. These things aren't easy. This was a great win by the Chiefs. I just Folks, it's okay. You don't have to score 40 every night. And don't sit here thinking, oh my God, what about the Miami Dolphins? Their offense is better than Kansas City's now. Who cares? If they can't play defense, who cares? We'll watch. We'll watch these teams play in a few weeks. It's going to be fun. I don't know what's going to happen. I got a pretty good idea what would happen in January at either Arrowhead or in Miami when the two play. I've got a pretty good idea because the Chiefs used to be the Dolphins, and they're not anymore. And ultimately what the season is about is two things. Keep winning games and get yourself ready for the postseason. Find out the best way to play. And the Chiefs are learning that as they go. What is the best strategy? What's the best way to coach this team? And it is not being coached the same way you coached when Tyreek Hill was here. That's not a bad thing. I still like defense. I've always liked defense. The Chiefs just haven't had it, really. They made enough plays. We saw this in the postseason, especially last year. Chiefs defense came up big at the end of games. They made big plays at the end of games to win meaningful games and win a Super Bowl. That was enough. But they weren't the number two defense in the league. They weren't out there just locking people down, pitching shutouts in the first half. The hell is that? Back-to-back first half shutouts at Arrowhead? When was the last time that happened? Marty? I mean, my God, that was just fantastic to watch. Yes, please. I'll have another helping of that. KKHI today is brought to you by Cross Kitchens KC, online at crosskitchenskc.com. Here's the deal with Tim and Brittany. They've got some openings in November and December to do some work inside your home. They've got a few weeks on the schedule that they're not booked. This has been a rarity in this industry the last few years, as you know. So what they're doing, because they don't want to pay all their employees to not work, they're offering free granite countertops, and this is a legit big savings. They'll show it to you right on paper. They'll give you a bid. You can get another company to come in and bid it, and then he'll take that price off and say, looky here. Look how much more affordable this is. You will never get a better deal from Cross Kitchens than right now with their free countertop offering. Call 816-898-7047. They'll do this for a limited time because the calendar will fill up. The people that will save money will save it. You have to contact them soon in order to be eligible. Okay, it doesn't mean you have to do the work before the holidays. Some of it can be pushed back onto the schedule if it takes a while to design it out and things like that. There is no rush here, okay? They're simply saying that the last time we did this, it was good for about 4 weeks. And after 4 weeks, he called me and said, cut it off. Can't do any more free. Our calendar is booked for the next 3 or 4 months. So he wants to fill his schedule, and you can save big right now if you've been considering new cabinets, flooring, new countertops in your kitchen. CrossKitchensKC.com, 816-898-7047. Back 9 Development is your custom home builder. You want to go with a new home? Back 9 Development is here for you. Anywhere in Kansas City West, well, Kansas City proper and West, Belton to Manhattan, let's say, maybe even Salina, TJ Vilkanskis will build for you. You got some land, you're in a subdivision, you have a lot, you want something beautiful and custom, check out the portfolio at back9development.com. He has done everything from multi-million dollar homes to gorgeous upscale condominium projects. These are beautiful upscale custom properties. If you think this might be for you, give TJ a call and say, let's meet. Let's have lunch. Let's talk it over. Here's what I'm thinking. 785-236-0161. Nobody, I mean nobody, builds a home like back9development.com. And I've been texting this week my buddy Mike Robinson up at Roberts Robinson in Excelsior Springs. Chevrolet Buick GMC. He loves KKHI listeners. He says, I cannot believe the nice people that walk in here or come in here or allow us to service their car. You could live 30 miles away. They'll come pick your car up, service it for you, and return it to you at no charge. It's what they do at Roberts Robinson. They just want KKHI listeners to love them as much as they love you. That's all they want. Again, they will pick up your car, service it for you, and bring it back to you. Who does that? Roberts Robinson does that. It does not have to be a Chevy, Buick, or GMC. It does not have to be. Of course, they have new vehicles. You can order, or they can locate one for you. And they have a lot of great pre-owned cars there, especially if you have a teenager or something looking for a first car. There's a whole bunch of great ones right now on the property at Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC. Chevrolet, find new roads. Okay, so one of the big narratives we've been hearing in America for these BLM, college professor, college students, elite media. One of the things we've been hearing now is the Palestinians are basically locked up in an open-air jail in Gaza, and Israel is occupiers, that these people are not free. They're not free to go. My question is, if they're not free to go, how come so many of them are here and going to college in the United States? Who's occupying Gaza now is the question to ask, because Israel's about to invade, and they've given a 24-hour warning, and Israel is given maps and told everyone inside Gaza, all the Palestinians, we do not want to harm you. We don't want to hurt any citizens. We have no interest in affecting your life in a negative way like that, but Hamas has to go. You have voted for these people. You've put them in charge. They are chicken spits. They've built tunnels. They're underground, and we're coming in to root them out. So get out of your homes. Get out of the streets. Move to the south of Gaza, and we're coming in. There's only one flaw with that. Hamas won't let the people leave. Hamas will not let the regular citizens move around. Hamas are out there saying, we're using you as a shield. So anyone truthfully that's running around saying Israel is occupiers needs to look at Hamas now holding Palestinians hostage. There's no other way to describe this. If there's a tunnel under your home, there's likely a gunman in your house keeping you from leaving. And when people come to get him, he's going to shield himself with your family. Who's occupying Gaza now? These people need to die. They need to go. They need to learn the lesson that you don't do what Hamas has been doing. Hamas leader or spokesperson says they've been planning this for 2 years. There's an intricate tunnel system and shelters where the actual Hamas fighters, chicken shits that they are, will be in the ground. They will have civilians above them and in front of them. They will not let the Palestinians leave. Now, who's occupying Gaza? This is not propaganda. This is not fake. We see the videos for ourselves. We know that it's true. I've been turning to what I consider to be non-experts on this topic because I consider myself a non-expert. I'm never going to be a Middle Eastern historian, Arabic versus Jew. I'm never going to be there. Muslim versus Jew. It's not going to happen. I'm not that guy. I live in 2023 and I watch things, but I read things from other people. And I did yesterday from Ben Sasse, the president of the University of Florida, that make a lot of sense to me about where we are and what the hell is going on in this world. I can sit here till I'm blue in the face and say, listen, if we didn't vote for Democrats, this wouldn't be happening. I think we all know that. But I'm not going to beat that drum every day. It doesn't need to be said. I'm going to try for you to find people that I think are smart, capable people, that this is not their area of expertise, that write things that are absolutely brilliant. And today, I'm going to read from something Jerry Callahan wrote on Twitter, X. Jerry Callahan was a Boston sports radio host. Jerry Callahan, about 4 years ago, was a Boston sports radio host who was canned for saying on air he thought it was wrong to change the sex of a four-year-old child. The corporation he worked for didn't like that. They fired him as a sportscaster. He went out, see if this sounds familiar, started a podcast where he does talk about sports, but he also talks about politics, America. He's MAGA, Trump conservative in Boston, Massachusetts. His listeners loved him, and now they love him even more because he's doing a podcast. This man is great at what he does. Jerry Callahan with a G. If you want to follow him on X or if you want to check out his podcast, he's terrific. There's a lot of Boston stuff there. Mine was semi-modeled after what he's doing. Now he does video and he's got co-hosts and does different things that I don't do. But I modeled it sort of after what he did. I'm like, wow, this is working for Jerry Callahan. Why can't this work for me? I just have a different take on it. Mr. Callahan writes, can you imagine the 9/11 terrorists being celebrated on college campuses and in major cities on September 12th while the rubble from the towers still smoldered? What we're witnessing now across the United States is just as bad, maybe worse. The 9/11 terrorists were monsters, demons, absolute savages. But they didn't stab kids or shoot them in the face and target elderly at a bus stop. And they didn't run and hide in tunnels. In their sick, twisted minds, they went after United States commerce, the United States military, and the United States government. Again, they were evil, and I believe they're burning in hell. Hamas is just as evil, and tonight they're hiding behind babies they stole after killing the baby's parents. And today there were thousands of Americans cheering them all over the country, applauding them, celebrating what they did, while they're holding and torturing American citizens in Gaza. How the F word did we get here? The pro-Hamas sentiment, out in the open, proud, unafraid, is one of the sickest things I've ever seen in this country, and it's happening on college campuses where you better not misgender somebody or take Fauci's name in vain. Feel free to burn an Israeli flag, but don't you dare defile a BLM banner. Friday is the day of jihad. I don't know what's going to happen, folks, but I know, because we have no borders, there are a lot of people in this country who hate this country. They hate this country every bit as much as Hamas hates Israel. And this time it'll be much easier for these savages because they don't need paragliders or bulldozers or tunnels. He's right. That's essentially the theme of my podcast earlier this week. I agree with every word the brilliant Jerry Callahan wrote right there. Next up, non-expert, I'm listening, basketball coach Bruce Pearl. Auburn head coach Bruce Pearl is Jewish. He says the Obama and Biden administrations created the trap that we got in this world. He was on a podcast this week, says that Hezbollah and Islamic Jihad are funded by United States taxpayers. Bruce Pearl admits that President Obama and Biden were well-intentioned when they were trying to balance the scales of power in the Middle East, but it just flat out didn't work. And it led to terrorism. Quote, they've emboldened them, they've empowered them, and they've enriched them, Pearl said of Obama and Biden. Pearl then credited President Trump for putting an end to Obama's previous deals. Quote, Trump comes in, and of course, this is not part of the quote. Of course he has to add this because everybody has to add this, which is ridiculous. Trump comes in, and I know some people don't like Donald Trump because he mean tweets or is not presidential, but his policies were spot on. He comes in and says, wait a second, there's pay to slay? Wait a second. So Hamas and the Palestinian Authority, they're actually taking money, and if you kill a Jew or murder a Jew and you do the suicide mission, they're going to take care of your family and pay you? This is ridiculous. We're not funding that. And he cut it off. He cut off Iran. Pearl added, not since World War II has the world been this dangerous. And says, Israel has to do whatever it takes now for survival. I don't like to be divided, Pearl said, but here's the deal. If Iran wants to call out Israel for the destruction of Israel, and they've been saying that since 1979 when the Shah was removed, I'll take them for their word. This is Holocaust. This is crime. This is what is taking place has nothing to do with revenge. This is not revenge. What Israel must do now is nothing about revenge. It's about survival. He's exactly right. Amen to Bruce Pearl. There are a lot of people out there that get this thing just right. All right, we will not leave you on it. We're going to have Lee Sterling in just a few minutes, but I don't want to leave you on a downer on all this news. So I found this on Twitter, on X, from a guy that lives here, apparently. He's got a Jayhawk hat on. He's an ultra-right-wing MAGA. He goes by KC Patriot, P-A-Y-T-R-E-E-I-T, like Patriot, but Patriot on X. And he posted a clip of a comedian last night, and it's really good. I don't know who the comedian is. He's a black man. He's very funny, and he's in front of a big crowd. And I don't know that this is current. It may be a few years old, but for everything that's funny there, it's based in truth. And here we go. We watched the paragliders come in to Israel, and we asked ourselves, how the hell did those people get on the ground and start killing people? And we recognized with the Second Amendment in the United States and all the bubbas we got in this country with loaded gun safes, those people start flying into here, they ain't going to make it very far. All right, this is that Jason Aldean song. Try that in a small town. Okay, there is truth to this. This country, individuals will defend themselves in a very, very strong way. You better believe it. And so here's a little comedy clip. It's about 45 seconds long because with everything that is true, we must find a little humor as to why those paragliders and Hamas will not be coming in that fashion. And if they take the streets here, they could have a problem on their hands.
United States of America, most powerful country on this planet. And it's not because we have more money or we're better looking. No. It's because we have something in this country they don't have in other countries. That's right. I'm talking about rednecks. Good old boys with an arsenal in their basement that have been waiting for just such an occasion since 1775. Oh, believe me, foreign troops land in the South, there'll be a line of pickup trucks and NASCARs heading down I-95. Marines will show up 3 hours later, nothing but beer cans and shotgun shells. What the hell happened here? War's over, baby!
Funny stuff and not so far from the truth. We like that. I got a lot of response from the podcast yesterday about wearing socks to bed, which the National Sleep Foundation says is good for you. Your feet should be warm and you'll sleep better. Ugh. I got this from KB in Olathe. Maybe it's because we're 60, but my husband and I can't sleep without socks 365 days a year. We've spent a fortune buying various socks to keep our feet warm. We even had heated slippers. I have a couple of electric warming pads for the feet, but the cats have claimed them, so I'm on to another solution. I'm typically hot, so this is not a case of my body being always cold. If anyone has a solution, please let us know. We got to keep our feet warm while we sleep. Woo! I suggested maybe get a dog. Jessica lets our dog under the covers, and I can't sleep anymore. It gets so hot. He's a little dog, and he's over on her side on the other side of her. And the whole bed gets hotter. No can do. GW sent me an email. He says he's got a new mattress or has a mattress recommendation. I didn't write the name of it down, but you can set the temperature on each side. 78 on her side, 68 on his. She stays nice and toasty, and he likes to stay cool. I got a lot of emails on this topic, wearing socks to bed. It ain't happening here. I can tell you right there, but it's always good to have a little fun on the podcast, and I hope you enjoy that. And I certainly love your emails. Keep them coming. Lee Sterling's coming up, brought to you by the Finch Knife Company, online at finchknifeco.com. Folks, if you do a business and you have clients and such, or customers that you really value, or vendors, and you're always doing like holiday gifts or something nice for them once a year, you cannot do better than a Finch pocket knife. These are perfect corporate gifts. I mean, outstanding. Contact them online at finchknifeco.com. They might even be able to customize them for you and get a logo on them or something like that. Finch Knife Co. for your clients, for your vendors, for your employees this holiday season. finchknifeco.com or visit Shields in Overland Park, the Bullet Hole in Mission, or Teague Tractor in Belton. Keep life from getting dull with a Finch pocket knife. Advantage Termite and Pest Control, the only company we've ever used. Online at AdvantageTPC.com. Many of you have made the switch. I still get emails from folks that say, I finally made the switch. What a great time to do it. It's the end of the year, okay? And you're not going to have a lot of pest control needs in the winter. I don't think. It's a great time to send an email or call the company you're using and say, you're fired. And say, Advantage, beginning January, can you put us on the annual plan? Just beginning in January, can you set us up? 913-768-8989. I promise you, my personal word, I promise, you will be thrilled with Advantage Termite and Pest Control, and they will be better than the company you have. That is, I'll personally guarantee that because I've experienced that for 25 years. AdvantageTPC.com. And, of course, Window World, the first sponsor of Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. First guy on the board was John Gillette at Window World. He'd love the opportunity this fall to come take a look at your project, whether it's one window or a new sliding or screen door out to your deck or patio, whether you need some siding, or it's 100 windows. They're American-made, lifetime warranty, great financing, 0% available from Window World, and they win customer satisfaction reviews for their installers' great work. It's online at Windows Kansas City, or call John and his team at 816-799-0820 for Window World, the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs. Okay, it's time for this week's picks. We're going to go over the college games and a few games in the NFL with our man Lee Sterling for ParamountSports.com on KKHI. Hit it!
The KKHI Conversation is brought to you by Fry Orthodontics, where your smile is just the start. Online at FryOrthodontics.com.
Now we say hi to Lee Sterling for ParamountSports.com. We are locking in for a big weekend that involves Locktober, and he's got a big play coming up in college football. I love this. I can't say this. I say it every week, but just so everybody remembers, the games we'll pick here in a little while may or may not be part of his service, But the ones on his service, when he rates them high, he is money. And I always play him. Even if I don't agree with him, I always play Lee when they're the higher selections. And you've got one coming up this week for Locktober. How are you, Mr. Sterling?
I am great and don't like it. I love it. It's a 40 to 50 unit play. So we are 62 and 20 on those the last 15 years. And you've gotten every one of them. You check the line to verify it. Also, it's on my website. When you go to ParamountSports.com under recent results, you can see every game given my clients over the last 5 years. And even on the 35 to 50 unit plays, we rate them from 10 to 50 units. Anything 35 or larger this year, we're 5-0. And just, I think I've got the right matchup. The team is really going to explode and have the best game of the year. And they're going to go against a team I think that is going to, they're going to be exposed. So, you know, sometimes you watch games, you make notes, and I haven't played on or against these teams in a while. You know, it just pays off. So I found the right game, the right situation, and let's hit this big 40 to 50 unit, first 40 to 50 unit college selection of the year.
Okay, so ParamountSports.com is the place to go, and Locktober is available for just $247 now, and that runs through Halloween. Is that correct?
Yep, Halloween night. So you can get, you're going to get like 10 to 15 selections a week. You know, we got games going now Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Friday nights. So every single day of the week, and not just one. There's usually two or three. We've got almost every single day. So you want to hop on board. Like I said, you're going to get 10 to 15 games a week. We're documented 47, 21, and 2 on the season, even hotter than that the last 4 or 5 weeks. So you want to hop on board. Use coupon code SAVE100, S-A-V-E, 100, just $247 for 3 weeks or the rest of the season. That's the best value through the Super Bowl, $747 if you use coupon code SAVE300, one place. And also hockey started, baseball playoffs, UFC. I mean, it's great. NBA in less than a week and a half, just one place, ParamountSports.com.
All right, before we get into the games, I got an email from a listener who is a subscriber of yours. And he said, how did Lee come up with his rating system for these games? And I said, well, I've never really asked him that. I just know that if he says it's a 25-unit play, I'll put $25 on it or a denomination of that. If it's a 40-unit play, it's a $40 play or whatever. How did you come up with the actual – because you vary from like 20 to 50. How did you come up with your rating system?
So if you remember correctly and go way back, we used to rate them 1, 1.5, and 2 units. But what happened was, you know, there was games that – I maybe liked that weren't quite a 2, but were a little stronger than 1.5. And, you know, it just, I needed, you know, maybe a larger scale. And I think this makes it easier. So let's say you're a $10 to $50 wager better. So what you do is if it's 20 units, you bet $20. If it's a 40 unit, you bet 40. If it's 45, you bet 45. If you bet twice that, 50 to 100, just put everything times 2. If you wager, let's say, 500 to 1,000, you know, a 10-unit would be 500, and you go up accordingly. So I think it gives people a better idea how much to bet, because also, generally, anything bigger than 25 units is done much, much better than and not that the regular plays have not done well. The 20 and 25s do well, but anything 30 units or larger has done extremely well.
Okay, and what is your, like, you don't really have a base client. You've got people all over the board. I mean, you got whales that call you that bet, like, really large amounts of money, and you have folks that are betting 10 or 20 bucks a game, right?
Right, yeah, we've got a little bit of everything. So that's what makes it so great, and I'm here. If you ever have a question, you can call me at 800-400-9741. If I don't pick up, someone will work for me. We'll answer it, and I'll get back to you usually within a half hour, an hour, get back to everyone, or send me an email, psports@bellsouth.net. Be more than happy to answer your email. So, in fact, I answered that email yesterday, and I think the person that emailed me understands that. But, yeah, some people are new to this, and they have questions, and I'm here. If I can explain it one time and answer your question, it's going to, you know, help you in the future. You're not going to have to, you know, try to figure it out as you go along. So we want to get all the doubt taken away right away. That way you can have fun and hopefully win at it.
All right, Lee, let's jump in with some picks. Here we go. We got Kentucky and Missouri playing this week. The Tigers faded late last week after playing very well against LSU. Yep. A disastrous fourth quarter. And for gamblers, a disastrous pick six with 12 seconds left to play in that one. Kentucky's a slight favorite. Mizzou's on a road for an early game. What do you think here in the SEC?
Yeah, I lost three games all week last week, and that was one of them. That was horrible. If you were a player, and even worse if you were a gambler, because they led almost the entire game. Then LSU takes the lead, and I said to my wife, she was sitting in the man cave with me, she's like, how do you feel about this game? I said, the only thing that beats me, the pick six. Literally 10 seconds later, pick six. But they were the better team, I truly believe, in that game. They should have won the game. If Cook's two interceptions, you take those away, I think they win the game by 7 to 10 points. So it was just one of those games. There were 7 or 8 defining plays, and every play went the other way. Sometimes that happens here. They have the Tigers two good rushing offenses. Memphis, actually under the radar, good running team. They have a transfer running back from Old Dominion. They put up 201 yards on them. LSU put up 274. I just think that this is a downhill running team, Kentucky, and they match up well here with Missouri. Home field matters. Here's for Kentucky. They're 15-6 as a home favorite. Missouri's loss last week, I just think, was too heartbreaking here. I just think that Kentucky's going to slow down the game. Less possessions, less plays, run the ball here. And Missouri might make another error that costs them the game. Kentucky, 28-24.
All right, the Kansas Jayhawks hit the road this week, and they're in Stillwater against Oklahoma State, which beat K-State last week, although they weren't very impressive doing that. It was mostly K-State just shooting itself in the foot all night long. But I'll say this about Kansas. Their run schemes are brilliant. They just ran all over UCF last week for 400 yards, and they are legitimately a fine offensive football team. The Jayhawks are a 3-point favorite on the road at an improving Oklahoma State. What say you?
Tough game. This is the toughest of five to pick, but sometimes coaching matters. Two good coaches. But I think that Gundy finally has his team. They're starting to buy in. They don't have many guys that are spectacular. I just can't continue to lay points with Jason Bean. I think he's mediocre at best here. I think Kansas caught last year a very depleted team, and they ran all over them here. I don't see them running 32 times for 224 times. I think the rematch usually favors the team that lost the year before, and I think it's two mediocre teams here without Kansas having a starting quarterback. Oklahoma State pulls a small upset here, 27-25.
Wildcats back on the road again this week in Lubbock against Texas Tech, and maybe a little more familiar territory for K-State. They're an underdog. They have not been good as a road favorite this year, but now they're the road dog. Does it make a difference?
It may not. I usually love them as a dog, but I think they're a different team this year and right now. I mean, you just watch them in this team. Will Howard just doesn't have the confidence and just trying to throw the ball sometimes into windows that are too tight. Sometimes that happens. You don't have the talent around you had the year before and just anxious, and sometimes you got to be patient. And right now, doesn't seem like that guy. Texas Tech might be the most improved team in the conference. They are really good, and surprisingly, they're not a passing team anymore. They are a running team. Now, they do some stupid stuff, Kevin. There's some times they will run the ball down 6 straight times on an opponent, go 50 yards, get the opponent's 20, and try a double reverse pass. And you're like, what? Where did that come from? That's Texas Tech. But they dominated Baylor last week. They won by 25 despite having two turnovers. I think they're the right side here, 34-27.
All right, let's go to the NFL. The Bengals with a big bounce back last week. Joe Burrow looked like Joe Burrow. They've got Seattle. We got a couple of good games in the league this week, and this is one of them. The Bengals are a 3-point favorite.
So I was on the Bengals. I thought it was a perfect spot. But even still watching that game, Joe Burrow looked great. They have trouble stopping the run. The Cardinals ran for 142 yards on them, and it's not like they ran the ball 45, 50 times. Didn't run it much. They average 6.5 yards per carry. I think Kenneth Walker is going to have a big game here. This is a team coming off the bye in Seattle. The Bengals rank 30th in run defense here. So I think their offense is very basic. the windows that Joe Burrow was throwing into last week, very tight and had to be almost perfect on a couple passes here. They had a pick six, which helped them here. After Seattle lost that opening week to the Rams, they have been much better. They've won covered each of the last 3 weeks. Like I said, coming off the bye, you can game plan. I love the three receivers for Seattle. I think Geno Smith has a big game here also. I like Seattle. Wrong team favorite, 30-27.
All right, if you went into hibernation or fell asleep and got in a coma on, let's just say, Halloween last year, and you just woke up and somebody told you that the Lions and the Bucks are playing a big and important game in the NFC, you'd think that was crazy, but it is the case. The Lions have looked terrific, and the Bucks seem to be back with Baker. The Lions are a 3-point favorite.
You know, I think this is going to be a low-scoring game. I like the under. I'm going to give you two plays here. I like the under a lot. I think this is a game decided by the last team with the ball. Two really good offensive and defensive lines. Two physical coaches. I mean, you just listen to them. You know they're talking about, you know, winning it up front. And both teams are Tampa Bay under the radar this year. Detroit offensive and defensive lines are really good. But Detroit has some injuries on the offensive line. Maybe one of their best offensive linemen, game time decision. Gibbs, one of their best running backs and their best receiver, game time decision. And, you know, they're winning games and they're winning the turnover battle here. They are, you know, just one of these teams that I think is going to be a tough out once they get to the playoffs. But Tampa Bay and Baker Mayfield's not beating themselves here. I think we're going to see a Detroit 17-16 win, and for that reason, I like Tampa Bay plus the 3 points at home.
Take those points. All right, the free play this week for the first 10 callers at 800-400-9741 is a game that I can't wait to watch. I love this game. The Chargers and the Cowboys. See something, don't you?
Yeah, we're going to find out if Dallas can bounce back or, you know, the Chargers, no home field advantage when they play. Can they do something with all that talent? I really love this game. First 10 callers get it for free. Call 800-400-9741. First 10 callers, I'm going to give them Dallas and the Chargers on me. And if you want to get my first 40 to 50 unit play, and we're 5-0 on the 35 to 50 unit plays this year, 62-20 on 40 to 50 unit plays last 15 years. We have not October. We call it Locktober. 3 weeks of games, just $247. One place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, you're the best. Let's keep it going. Everybody that's listening knows that I've got a big wedding next week. I'm going to be out of town for a few days, so it'll be a couple of weeks before we do this again. We wish you the best of the luck, and we tell everybody to get signed up for the rest of Locktober, and maybe we can just all have some laughs in a couple of weeks with all our winnings. I got a wedding to pay for, man. I need some winners.
I'm doing my best. I'm having maybe my best year ever. I'm sure my best start, so I want to wish Spencer, you know, all the best on his wedding, same to his bride, and have the best time. Just relax, take the week off, and enjoy it.
Thank you, buddy. You take care.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. There's Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. If you want to reach him right now, you can get that Dallas Chargers play at 800-400-9741. Log on to ParamountSports.com. The rest of Locktober is 247. He's got a big unit play coming up this weekend in college football. And if you want to jump on that, you can get signed up right now at ParamountSports.com. Let's recap his picks. Kentucky, minus the 2.5 against Missouri. Oklahoma State, plus 3 at home against the Jayhawks. Texas Tech, over Kansas State to win that game by more than a point. Cincinnati and Seattle in the NFL. He likes the Seattle Seahawks, plus 3 against the Bengals. And in the NFL, the Lions-Bucks, he likes a couple of plays there. He likes the Bucks plus the 3. And he really likes the under in that game between the Lions and the Bucks. His free play of the week is Dallas and the Chargers. Again, you can get it by calling him at 800-400-9741. We appreciate all the great stuff Lee Sterling does for us. It's brought to you by IdealHealthKC.com. Let your body's own tissue work for you. If you have joint pain, COVID shot issues, Alzheimer's or Parkinson's onset, all kinds of different maladies that have made you feel, well, not up to yourself, if you're just kind of run down in a malaise, not feeling well, and going to the doctors and getting shots or taking medicine hasn't worked for you, you might consider PRP blood spinning, patch therapy, or even stem cell tissue. This is a great idea. Dr. Kip Van Camp could help you. Consult with him by calling and making an appointment, 913-745-5000. 5300. It's idealhealthkc.com. Jocelyn's Jewelry at 95th and Antioch. Saturday's a great day to go shopping, folks. Why wouldn't you? Holidays are around the corner. Anniversaries are here. Sometimes it's just a birthday or something sweet for your lady. Guys, get into Jocelyn's. There's no commissions. It's old school. They have everything right there. The prices are more than fair, and they fix jewelry. They do repairs for a fraction of what others charge. 95th and Antioch is the jeweler you'll recommend to your friends and family, Jocelyn's. And Buck Roofing and Construction, online at rbuckroofing.com. Call for your free roof estimate. You can actually call them and say, look, we had some hail here a couple of weeks ago, but they'll let you know if you were in a danger area. They get the weather reports and know they'll come out and look at your roof for free. 913-384-2680, and you'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. Well, I hope you have a fantastic weekend. We got a lot of football ahead, college football, so we look forward to that. And as always, we thank you for listening to KKHI. Don't forget to hit that like, follow, or subscribe button. Tell your friends. If you can give us a review, that would be awesome. We'd love it if you'd give us a high rating or write a review, however you listen to the podcast. So apparently, I've never really promoted that, but that does something good for the podcast, I'm told. It moves it up in the rankings or something, which gets you profiled higher where other people can see where it is. And so we'll take all the help we can get. If you don't mind giving us a rating, we'll take it at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.